And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this program. I'm also called Pastor Roland. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the holiday season. We're going to have an excellent program today. What I would like for you is to enjoy the glitz, the glamour, the beauty, the pageantry, the music, the food, the nostalgic memories of Christmas. Yes, I want you to enjoy them. But at the same time, I want you to start to become a little bit more thoughtful about things. I firmly believe that God has given us a reprieve. I sense that things were on the verge of going south big time, and He gave us a little reprieve. He gave us a little more time. See, now what is the purpose of time? Why do we want to live longer? Why? Well, because you need to find out why you're here. You need to find the purpose of your existence. And if there's something for you to do, okay, then you need to do it. A lot of people have a big wake-up call. You know, if somebody has a massive heart attack or something like that, well, it's a wake-up call for them. Some people then stay awake. They stay awake. They make changes in their life. And they begin to search for the meaning of life. But other people, they make some changes for a while, but then either they go back to their old ways again, to the old comfort zone, or else they are their search is diverted in the wrong direction. Okay? So if you have a little extra time, let's use the extra time. I'd like for you to use the extra time wisely. Okay? Use your time wisely. I heard a quote from the Bible the other day. Oh, I wish I had written it down. It was so good. But it basically said to use your time wisely. Now, what would be the best use of your time? Remember there was a man named, Mr. Lacken? And he wrote a book, something about how to gain control of your time in your life. And he would always ask the question, what is the best use of my time right now? Remember? Some of you remember, he was quite famous as a time management expert. What is the best use of my time right now? Okay. Well, what I would like for you to do is to find out how to make good use of your time in the everyday sort of things. In other words, to attend to what's important. Okay. And to cast aside a lot of the trivia. See, so much of what we do, so much of the scanning of the internet and just about all of our texting, all of our looking at our iPhone all the time, and all of our watching of sports, and all these things are just a total, absolute, and complete waste of time. Okay? A total waste of time. Not only are they a waste of time in terms of finding the purpose of your existence in the little extra time that God has given us, but they're also a waste of time just in everyday terms because you're not productive. I saw a university did a study and they found that the use of texting, checking emails and texting reduces productivity by like 33%. See, people think that they're more, they think they can multitask, but it's a myth. See, the brain, there really is no such thing as multitasking. The brain does one thing and then it does the other, one thing and then another. See, most people today can't focus anymore. They're like everybody's like hyperactive. They look at one thing and then something else captures their attention, something else captures their attention, something else captures their attention. Well, that's not good. So now the rest of this program, I'm going to talk about basic time management and then also spiritual time management. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Roland. I'm your host. We're talking about time management. I said God has given us a little extra time. So the question is, how can you make the best use of your time right now? I'm going to talk about how you can improve your time management in everyday sort of terms, productivity terms, but also in spiritual terms. So let's get started. You know what the best use of your... the first thing would be to realize that you're not living your own life. To see that you're playing another man's game. See, to see that you're somehow, you're missed, something is missing. Okay? And also to see that you are way too upset. You are way too reactive to things. You react to this and react to that and get angry at this and excited about that and nervous about this and resentful over that and irritated at this and that. Not only out in traffic, do you realize the effect getting irritated and upset and aggravated and so on? Do you realize the effect that has on you, on your body? Do you realize how draining it is? Do you realize how much harm you're doing to your own body that way? And you're ruining your personal relationships, that's right. If you're impatient with your kids, you're ruining your relationship with them. That's right. If you're resentful toward your husband or your wife, you're ruining your relationship with that person, okay? And you're also damaging your spiritual health, damaging your spiritual health when you're resentful, see? When you're angry, when you're resentful, hateful. And not only that, but you either express the anger and make things worse, or you repress it and damage your health. You see what I mean? So that's just not good. So you've got to realize, number one, you're playing another man's game. Number two, you're not leading your own life. Number three, you're wasting a lot of time. Number four, you're way too reactive. Okay? And you're wasting a lot of time. You're not there for your kids. See? So what's going on? What's wrong? All right. Well, let's talk about it. So if you see that what I've said is true, okay, one more thing is needed for you to really make the breakthrough, and that is to really and truly want to find the purpose of your existence, okay, and to want to know the truth, to want to know the truth, and to be willing to admit you're wrong. If you are wrong, are you willing to admit it, or do you bristle? See, there are a lot of, you'd be surprised how many families are ruled by a tyrant who does not want to admit that he's wrong or does not want to admit that she's wrong. See, a lot of families now are single-parent families. Usually it's the mom there. A lot of families are ruled by a self-righteous mom who never wants to admit she's wrong. She wants to be seen in a good light, okay? So she somehow managed to drive her husband away, if she ever had one. So he's gone. So there she is, and now she resents the kids and resents the responsibility, okay? And she rules, meddles in everybody's life, and messes everything up. And no matter what happens, she wants to be seen as a wonderful person, okay? Well, that kind of a person will never there's no hope for that person to ever, I was going to say find salvation. I can't say that, but I can say there's little hope. There's no hope unless she has a change of heart. Unless she has a change of mind. Unless she says, wait a minute, I'm a witch. I'm yelling and screaming at my kids. I'm hateful. I'm a phony. I go out in the world and put on this act and pretend that I'm a wonderful person. Okay? Underneath, I'm resentful and hostile, and I'm taking it out on my kids. Unless she sees that and bears the pain of seeing it and admits it, see, then there's no salvation. Then I don't care how much she goes and sings in church or how nice she acts. There's no salvation. Okay? And for the husband, who's not there for his kids, see, he was just like a big kid himself. He worships his wife. See, he worships his wife and says yes, dear, and no, dear. He's sort of a wimp. See, and nobody has any respect for him because he wants to be a people pleaser. See, he wants to be popular, and a people pleaser. So for that weak-charactered man, see, and I don't care how much money he makes. I don't care how nice a clothes he has or what position he has or, see, for that weak-charactered man, selfish, see. You see a lot of men today wearing jewelry, earrings and nose rings and wasting a lot of money on tattoos and sports team clothing that's expensive and expensive jogging shoes and, see, they're just the epitome, a walking emblem of symbol of selfishness, see, and immaturity. That's what they are. So unless he sees that he needs to be a man, find out what a man is. Likewise, there's no hope for salvation unless he has a change of heart. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. We're talking about people who need to have a change of heart. Now, if they do not have a change of heart, then there's no hope for them. Okay, they'll just continue to live and foolishly, and things will go from bad to worse. I don't need to go down the list, see? But if you're a person who can see, okay, if you can see that you're selfish, if you can see that you're phony, okay, and you don't like what you see about yourself, but you've tried to make yourself wonderful and you've tried to make yourself good. You've tried all the things you could do to make yourself better, but they don't seem to work. Okay, there's always a little bit of phoniness there. There's always an undercurrent of resentment, a little bit of something not quite right. Some people have free-floating anxiety. They're decent people, but they sense that there's something missing. Okay, well, what's missing is God. What's missing is His light. in your life. Okay? You can't find God in church. You can't find God in going and singing in the choir. Or you can't find God in reading a book. You can't find God reading the Bible. God is not in the Bible. The Bible is just a book. That's all it is. Pages. Pages, written pages. Of course it was inspired. The authors of the Bible were inspired. There's no question. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I love the Bible, but see, you're not going to be saved. I'll never forget. Years ago, there was a guy named Pee Wee Herman. I don't know if you remember, but Pee Wee Herman had this this was a long time ago, so I'm sure you younger people don't remember, but there was a guy named Pee Wee Herman. He was kind of funny, and he rode a bicycle around, and he made a movie. It was called Pee Wee Herman's Great Adventure, and everybody loved it because he seemed so cute and innocent and everything. Well, then in real life, Pee Wee Herman went and did something that was really nasty, and he got himself embarrassed himself, okay? But nevertheless, Pee Wee Herman was very popular. You know how certain characters become popular, especially with kids. Well, anyway, so there was a girl who was dying. I don't know if she had cancer or whatever. I don't know if she was a little kid or a teenager. I don't know what she was. But anyway, or maybe she was an adult. I don't know. But she was one of these foundations that make a wish type of a deal. You know, what's your wish? And you know what her wish was? Her wish was for Pee Wee Herman to come and see her. She wanted to see Pee Wee Herman. That was her wish in life. Well, it's kind of sad because Pee Wee Herman can't save you, see? So how can you, so what? What are you going to do? Okay? What are you going to do? Well, now you see that salvation is not for everybody. A lot of people are interested in the topic. Some people have been waylaid by organized groups and churches and different practices and different meditations and different religions, and they've been hypnotized by them and pulled aside. But some people are still looking. They've tried everything, and something is always missing. They haven't found the real thing yet. Okay, well, the real thing, see, the real thing is God Himself. Now, have you wondered why people have so many problems, so many issues, health-wise, emotion-wise, relationships, finance? Every area of their life is messed up in some way. See, and if it's not messed up, if they have a lot of money or something, then it's too important to, they make it too important, and so that ruins the relationship with their family. See what I mean? They're just going to extremes and messing everything up. Why is that? Why do people do that? Because they don't have wisdom. See, where are you going to get wisdom? Are you going to get it from a book? No. Are you going to get it from somebody else? No. Where can you get wisdom? Well, you need to get wisdom from God. Okay? Now, how are you going to do that? Well, I'm going to show you. I'm going to tell you how. I am literally going to tell you how. Okay? But first, you have to see that you're not going to find it out in the world. It doesn't matter what church you go to. It doesn't matter what preacher you listen to, or what leader, or what meditation expert, or what, you know. You go to all the different experts, health experts and psychologists and counselors and preachers and politicians and professors. If you want wisdom, then you're going to have to find it from God. And where are you going to find it? You're going to find it within. Okay? So now I'm going to give you the really, 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 really good stuff. So stay tuned. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome, everybody. Life could be oh so good, and life could be oh so sweet, if you could just find a rapport with your Creator. Okay? All right, now let's talk about Solomon, wisest man. They said that he was wise, one of the wisest men that ever lived. Well, when he was going to be king, God said he would give him one request. He offered Solomon one request. Okay, so Solomon could have picked riches, money, power, wealth. Could have chosen any of these things. You know what he asked for? He asked for wisdom so that he could rule his people properly. He wanted wisdom so he could rule his people wisely. God granted his wish. He gave him wisdom. God gave him wisdom. Because you see how his wish was so... First of all, Solomon asked for the one thing that would be the answer to everything else. See? That one thing, starting with wisdom. Now he's got that will take care of everything else. Okay, so what's the one thing that will take care of everything else for you? Well, you know what it is. First of all, like I said, you have to realize that you're wrong and something is missing and realize that you're resentful and not living life properly. Okay, so you see that and you realize you can't change yourself. So what is the one thing that you need? You need to be able to go in a room, close the door, sit still, okay, and become still before God's inner light of truth. You need to learn how to become still so your soul is still. See, now you're endlessly escaping into music, into texting, into thinking, into daydreaming, into fantasy, into planning and scheming, and into worrying, and into working, and into issues and problems, and you're always escaping. You have to go in a room, close the door, sit in a chair, okay, and sit there and sweat great big drops of blood if necessary to be able to sit still. Hold still for the truth and let the truth dawn upon you. When I say truth, I mean God's inner light of truth. To hold still so that the truth can dawn upon you. Okay? That's what you need to do. And then make friends with your conscience. Make friends with God. Do you know what conscience is? Doesn't come from outside. Most people have a wrong idea what conscience is. You know what conscience is? It's another word for intuition. You know, intuition, like a gut level knowing or wordless knowing, you just sense something. Okay, they always say trust your gut. Okay, that's intuition. That's from God. That's the most basic form of wisdom, actually. Common sense is a basic form of wisdom. It's the same thing, common sense, intuition. Okay? That's from God, and so, but when you don't listen to your intuition, when you don't do what you know is right in your heart, and you go off and listen to everybody else, see, and you're ambitious and naughty and resentful, and you listen to what the experts say and what your friends say, and you're weak and you're a people pleaser and blah, 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 all the rest of it, okay, then you become into conflict with conscience. You come into conflict with your intuition from God. You're basically in conflict with God, and not only that, but you have a big ego. A big ego, you want to play God. See? That's why we like our problems and our issues and all of our excitements and all everything else, because that way we can play God. Because we don't want to encounter the real God, we want to play God. See? But if you're willing to sit still, stop playing God, okay, and are willing to get touch with your intuition again, then soon it won't feel like conscience anymore. It'll feel like intuition. See? It'll be just a quiet knowing. So that's what you need. Now, how are you going to do that? Well, you need a little help. You don't know how. You don't know how to go in a room and sit still. See? And get back in touch with your intuition again. And then you would have the wisdom. From it would then come insights, realizations, wisdom, common sense. All those things would come. So your life could come back into order again. See, all those wonderful things would come from that one thing, being able to sit still before your intuition. Well, I can help you. That's why I have my meditations, okay? So I'm not leaving you without help. My meditations are there, and they're free. The easy meditation for beginners is completely free, and so are many of the other ones. So visit my website. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Well, I've just given you a wonderful present, a wonderful Christmas present, and that is, I've shown you why you need to meditate properly. A beautiful Christian meditation. It's an ancient Christian meditation. I brought it up to date for you. And it will help you to be able to sit still, get back in touch with your intuition, become a friend of God. I even wrote a book called Becoming a Friend of God. So please visit my website, talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Check out the meditations, would you please? You could start with the easy meditation. It's free, it's simple, but it works. It's very nice meditation. Could do you a world of good.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.